I'm Dennis Owsley. Welcome to the third hour of Jazz Unlimited and Great Jazz Soloists Part 2. We're going to hear Clifford Brown on trumpet with Max Roach on drums. That's Brown Roach Incorporated in 1955 doing Cherokee. And then Lester Boye with his quintet, St. Louisan, on trumpet doing Ghosts. And it's a 1982 recording that will be coming your way right here on Jazz Unlimited.
Thank you.
This is Jazz Unlimited. I'm Dennis Owsley. Thanks for being with me tonight on our Great Jazz Soloists Part 2 show. We heard Clifford Brown on trumpet with Max Roach on drums. That's a group called Brown Roach Incorporated in 1955 doing Cherokee. And then St. Louis and Lester Boy on trumpet with his quintet in 1982 doing Ghosts. We've got John McLaughlin and Michael Brecker coming up, so please stay tuned to Jazz Unlimited. Now we're going to hear a set of two. The first one is the Thelonious Monk Trio. That was recorded in 1954. One of my favorite Monk Trio recordings. It's called Nutty. It's based on I Got Rhythm. Monk's solos always make me smile and make me laugh. So that's one of the reasons why Monk is there on this show. And then David Liebman, who is a soprano saxophonist, also tenor saxophonist in his quintet. And he's doing an homage to John Coltrane. The tune is The Homie Dance, and it's a 1987 recording, and David is on soprano.
Thank you.
you're listening to Jazz Unlimited's Great Jazz Soloists Part 2. I'm Dennis Owsley. And we heard first the Thelonious Monk Trio, Monk on Piano, doing Nutty from 1954. And then John Coltrane's Dahomey Dance was done in 1987 by the David Liebman Quintet. And Liebman is on soprano here. He also is known as a tenor player. We've got David Murray, Ornette Coleman, and Wayne Shorter coming up in this hour, so please stay tuned. And now we have a drum solo that is different from anything that will be heard on this series. It's called The Drum Thing, and it's Elvin Jones. And this is a 1964 recording of Elvin with the John Coltrane Quartet. Very different, but it's very interesting, and that will be coming your way following the station break. Mm-hmm. This is Jazz Unlimited. I'm Dennis Owsley, and we heard our great jazz soloist Elvin Jones on drums with the John Coltrane Quartet in 1964. The piece was called The Drum Thing. We've got David Murray in his octet, the original Ornette Coleman Quartet, and the Wayne Shorter Quartet coming up to end the hour. So please stay tuned to Jazz Unlimited. Now we've got a set of two. The first one is our great soloist on tenor, Michael Brecker. And Michael is heard with a 11-piece ensemble. The tune is called Night Jessamine, and it's a 2003 recording. Then we're going to hear one of the first jazz rock fusion guitarists, John McLaughlin, and his great band called the Mahavishnu Orchestra, recorded in 1972. The tune is called Miles Beyond, and that was the theme many years ago of a student jazz show on KWMU. We'll be right back. I'm Dennis Owsley, and this is Jazz Unlimited's Great Jazz Soloists Part 2 show. We heard a set of two featuring, first, one of the great tenor players in jazz, Michael Brecker, in a large ensemble recorded in 2003 doing Night Jessamine, and then one of the first jazz rock fusion guitarists, John McLaughlin, doing Miles Beyond in 1972 with the Mahavishnu Orchestra. We have a station break, and following the station break, we're going to hear first David Murray and his octet in 1996 doing China Doll. It's a Grateful Dead tune. Then we'll go back to 1959 with Ornette Coleman on alto with his original quartet doing Lonely Woman. And then finally, Wayne Shorter with his Without a Net quartet doing On Wings of Song. That's a Mendelssohn composition. In 2004, Wayne is heard on tenor sax right here on Jazz Unlimited. Owsley, and that closed Jazz Unlimited's Great Jazz Soloists Part 2 for tonight. The first one was a Grateful Dead tune called China Doll, done by the David Murray Octet. David is on tenor. Then Lonely Woman, done by the original Ornette Coleman Quartet. Ornette is the alto player. And then Wayne Shorter on tenor with his Without a Safety Net Quartet doing On Wings of Song from 9 to midnight next Sunday night for Part 3.